recording. It's live. So, my gosh. You know, I was just griping and complaining about Universal Studios. Well, not specifically Universal, but Super Nintendo World. Seriously, what the fuck, man?
What was the food like?
The food fucking sucks. That's what it's like. Well, my wife agreed. My son agreed. Like, all of our food was way underwhelming. I mean, 8:30 in the morning, you're one of the first people going into the restaurant, and your food is lukewarm. How the fuck does that happen? How the fuck do you run out of an item as the first customers in the morning? I ordered a tiramisu cake, and they said, oh, sorry, we're sold. How the fuck do you sell out of something as the first customers in the morning?
The shipment probably hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah. So my only guess is, well, go ahead.
No. How are the portion sizes? Is it a decent sized burger?
It was a decent sized burger, like a normal
burger. It was a hamburger, not even cheese?
Yeah, it was a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, two slices of bacon. It was what? 16, 17 bucks? I forgot. Some ring around there.
That sounds like
amusement park prices. Typical. But it was lukewarm. How the fuck is it lukewarm? And the fries weren't that warm. And oh my gosh, my son's spaghetti was literally like noodles and marinara sauce mixed with some slightly shaved pieces of Parmesan.
Was it decorated to like shape of like a face or something?
No, they threw in like these little, they have these Parmesan chips that are shaped like little mushrooms, you know, like the One Up or the Power Up mushrooms.
Okay.
They had those spread out through the fucking spaghetti.
Yeah. So movie theater food would be better than what you experienced. Yeah.
Dude, I had food at the food cart that was fucking better than this shit. You know?
Universal has pretty decent food in general.
But at a sit down restaurant, you'd expect better.
Yes, and for the prices that you're paying. Yeah. And then my wife said, oh, the peach cupcake, whatever the hell it's called. I said, that's so good. That's fucking sweet. Like, that was way too sweet. And then all the votes for the other, we got all three desserts because I went on Sunday. And then that's where I got, but then I was like, all right, I got to try the tiramisu just to round out the three desserts. And then we also got another reservation on Monday. I was able to pull like at 1 p.m. So I guess they finally got their shipment and had their tiramisu cake. So the cupcake sucks. That it's just way oversweetened. The bean pole cake, which is basically a Neapolitan like cake looking like the freaking ground on the field of a Mario. And lastly, the tiramisu, which is just a square box-shaped tiramisu cake with like these crackers on the side that looks like the blocks.
Yep.
Okay, those were okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was like, those are
so
okay.
Much build up. It's like, well, how was it?
Yeah. Is it worth fucking $10? Fuck no. But it was okay at least.
$10 is surprisingly not that expensive.
Yeah, you're talking about
like a cupcake.
Yeah, size. It's smaller than a fucking Rubik's cube. It was smaller than a Rubik's cube for the tiramisu cake.
Yeah.
The beanpole cake was smaller than a fucking like charging brick. I don't,
So what's the highlight of Super Nintendo Land?
If anything, Mario Kart. That's it. But not even Mario Kart, because that was even a letdown.
That's like an AR, like
It's AR augmented. Like you wear these goggle vision things.
I saw IGN's coverage.
Yeah.
When they were opening.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, you go there, you play it like a video game.
Oh.
I'll say my son actually liked it just as much as he likes the Spider-Man one in Disneyland.
Oh, California Adventure?
Yeah. You know, where you have to do
I don't think I've done that.
Oh, you haven't done that one?
I've been going to Disneyland with my kid, and she can't do anything.
She's too young. She's too small.
We just went to Disneyland the week before you went to Universal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Can't do Splash Mountain. Can't do Space Mountain. Can't do Thunder Mountain.
Hey, guess what? My son's like... 3 times your kid's age, and we still can't do that because he fucking hates roller coasters.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can't even go anywhere. Like, he did not want to do anything else, so.
Okay, well, this sounds a different experience for me.
Oh, man. How are you, Mark? You and your kids?
Not kidding. No. Yeah, I haven't been to any theme parks in a long time. So.
You flush his kids down the toilet.
Him or his girls.
It's in the sock.
I try to be more subtle.
This is gonna be an explicit podcast episode, that's for sure. Oh man, that's fine, fuck it, whatever. This is gonna get the explicit warning for sure. So anyways, this is the Work Time Fun Podcast. I'm your coworker L. And let's get started. On today's podcast, I'm joined by my great co-hosts. If you guys could introduce yourselves.
This is Raymond.
And this is Marvelous Marky.
All right. Got some flair. Got Retro Raymond here. This is Raymond. And we got Marvelous Marky. How are you guys doing?
Good. Entertained by your experience at Universal Studios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very colorful use of words.
Yeah. Very animated.
I normally wouldn't be. But I was just so fucking disappointed.
Yeah, he's got hand place. Motions, like, guys. So.
Gosh damn it. Yeah.
Only he even because, said, gosh damn it.
Yeah. I'm trying to minimize my cussing. So that's why I say that. I'm not the type to really cuss a lot, but fucking A, that place. I only blame the people who are on social media that like kind of promote Nintendo World or all the different things in there. And like hype up something because my wife bought all into it. It's like, oh, we got to try this. We got to try that. I'm like, bullshit. That is not worth the fucking hype. So,
yeah. I mean,
I've heard reactions that it was underwhelming overall. So, but maybe, I mean, Nintendo World is how old now? Like a year? Hmm? It's been out for a year.
Yeah,
now?
It's been out a year. Yeah.
I wonder if like the excitement just kind of died down. So they kind of scaled back on.
That was my first time there.
I mean, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah,
so.
And you haven't.
A lot of us haven't been there.
So I'll say, okay, it's worth going for your first time around. Just enjoy everything. But other than that,
it's crazy that you have to reserve a spot in the restaurant.
Yeah, it's stupid, and the way they do it too. Oh my fucking god! Like, you have to reserve a spot. You go up to order, and then you take a tray with maybe your drinks because that's all they'll give you. And a little like one of those numbered buzzing things.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you walk up to some attendant before you sit down. You don't get to choose where you sit. The attendant freaking brings you to your table.
Okay. And then sets not too you bad. Down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That was the first day around. Second day around, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but when we went there at 1 p.m., they had people, after you ordered, were still waiting in a fucking line to the attendant to make a seat because there wasn't available seats. Like, what the fuck is going on?
So what's the point of reserving additional space?
I mean, we have to fucking stand with our trays waiting to get to the attendant to sit down at a table. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like, just keep us waiting outside. What the fuck do I have to order and stand there with a fucking tray? You know,
they're not even serving you, right? You grab your own food.
Yeah. No, they serve you.
I thought they have like a little buzzer and you just grab your food when it's ready.
Oh, no, they serve you. Oh, they bring once you get to your table. So maybe I'm griping too much, but it's like I get their system. They're trying to keep people away from just going in there and sitting maybe or just
like hanging out.
Yeah. And hanging out too much. But it's still inefficient. What they did was so fucking weird. Even one of the employees there was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. She literally said that out loud as we're like standing there with our trays in our hands, just waiting to get to the attendant to sit down at the table. Like,
did you record any of the experiences? Or
I did, but I tried to make just nice recordings of the areas.
Right. So if you do submit it, Nintendo, like, they pride themselves on quality control.
I don't think they care about the theme park. It's maybe a game.
It's their branding. So
maybe. That's going to be more universal, maybe. Actually, you know what? I got an email asking me how was my experience, so I'm probably going to give a lengthy
below review. Expectations.
Yes, fucking below my fucking below expectations. Gosh damn, I bought the fucking annual pass. I almost regret buying the annual pass.
For Universal?
Yes.
Can I ask how much it is? Because we're doing Disneyland, it's way too expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did a Southern California pass, and then I had this like kind of work discount, so I brought it down like maybe $10 than what you can find online.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much is tickets? Are tickets in general? I'm kind of
tickets themselves.
The conversation
depending on the day, like they can range from like the 129, 130 range to like 140. Like
so, it's like Disneyland prices.
Yeah. Like depending on the day, like of course, you know, middle of the week, Wednesday, it's going to be the cheapest.
Yeah.
The other thing I discovered is when you buy early access entry to Nintendo World, this is 1 hour before the park Universal opens, it fucking ranges too. Because I thought it was $20 only. Because on the website at Universal, it says $20 for early entry. Then you fucking click on it and you add buy and it fucking goes up based on the day that you're going.
It's like a counter.
Yes. Yeah, so like, stop. So it's like, I went. I bought it early access just for our first day because I didn't know what to expect. All the people online on social media, oh, you got to do early access to make sure you get in and get to Toso Cafe, whatever. So I did it. It was $30 a head, $30 a person.
Okay, so, that's on top of the
On top of the fucking ticket or annual pass, just get into Universal. Sucks. On top of fucking parking at the fucking park.
Yeah,
on top of staying at a hotel nearby.
Oh, because you spent more than a day.
Yeah, because I was there for 2 days. So I had to like fucking make the pass worth it. Yeah. So that's at least two times. So, anyways, how are you guys doing?
how about the merchandise store? Any cool
exclusives?
Exclusives? Switching staff.
Something you can't get off Target or
a Target hat or Mario hat, Luigi hat, Waluigi hat.
My son wanted the Mario hat.
I would never wear that.
Yeah. He didn't care for anything else. He got that. I mean, we got the bands for all the activities in Disneyland. So
nothing cool to buy there?
What's cool to buy there? Everything you could probably get on Amazon cheaper, probably.
Oh, okay.
I swear. Or Walmart, probably. I bet. Yeah. Honestly, there's nothing really.
I don't know. What would you want to get from a Nintendo themed store that's not a video game?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. What's some exclusive item? I don't know if exclusive, but when I bought the soup, you get to keep the bowl that they serve it in.
There you go.
So we got that. It's a little mushroom bowl with a cover.
Quality bowl?
It's plastic. It's fine.
Can you withstand the dishwasher?
I don't know.
After a few rounds?
Maybe. Not going to. Probably just hand wash. I'm probably not even going to use it for anything.
Oh.
Because the soup was served inside of like a foil ramekin inside of the bowl.
Okay.
So it wasn't, the food wasn't directly on the actual mushroom plastic bowl. So I don't even know if he can handle anything really hot directly.
Not that I want to. Nintendo Love Hotels and the card games.
Oh, man. You can go there.
That'd be cool with the Nintendo history, like the cards or whatever.
Cards? What do you mean?
They used to be like a card manufacturing company for like the Yakuza or something.
Yakuza, yeah. Man.
Cards or cars?
Cards.
Oh, like cards.
Playing cards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then they pivoted to video games.
Oh. That must have been way back.
Yeah. They were like a toy company before. Mm-hmm. We should do a Nintendo podcast. Nintendo history. Yeah. Tie it in.
I think we've gotten beaten to that.
Oh, man.
I mean, pre-video game. Pre-Mario.
Pre-Mario. Yeah, anyways. Well, yeah, enough of my rant there. I'll make that into a whole other
I feel thing. For you, man. I still got my money, but it's okay.
Oh, you went too?
No, I kept my money.
Oh, you're invited.
But not going.
No. Oh. I'd also recommend holding off on Disneyland because they shut down.
How much are the tickets? About $140?
For three of us, I spent almost $700.
Oh, man.
That doesn't include parking.
Single day tickets?
Single day, one park. Gosh. Not the California Adventure.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a birthday present, so it's like I bought like a month in advance.
Didn't you compare them to like maybe they have a Southern California pass, don't they? You probably would have been about the same price.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. See, for me, I was like debating, do I get single ticket? Do I buy a pass? Do I buy, like, I even compared, like, one of the highest tiers of the pass for Universals. Like, okay, to make it worth it, I have to go at least four times.
Yeah, that's what we do our math in our head.
So that it has a free parking to make it worth it. And then I'm glad I didn't do it because I'm not going there fucking four times. Well, it may be Universal, but not Nintendo World.
I think it's same for the Disneyland annual. Like, if you go four times, then it's finally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard planning a trip like four times in a year.
But then for the pass, at least, or at least the Southern California one, which is the lowest tier, which is the same as their basic tier, it's like, okay, if you go like two times, it's kind of paid for itself,
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit more expensive than a single day ticket, but cheaper than the normal passes.
Oh, I should mention, I bought four tickets. Thinking that an extra person was going, that person backed out. So we have one extra ticket.
Oh, you can't get it refunded?
Oh, wow.
No, we're going to hang on to it. Oh, okay. We're just going to use it.
Use it.
And then just buy like extra tickets. When we're...
Maybe I should call them so you can convert it to a pass for you guys.
Yeah, my wife handled that. She's all about the theme parks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why. Should we convert to a pass?
Yeah, I'll tell her. Hey, do whatever is smarter.
Compare it all. Because I did that for my family a couple years back during the pandemic. I got Disneyland passes for us. And we went during the pandemic.
Oh, we did too. It was great. Yeah.
It was like great. There's nobody there.
20% capacity. I think they maxed it out.
Yeah. And then that's how I got on fucking, what's it called? The Rise of Resistance in Star Wars Land.
Oh, the kid was too small.
Oh, that's.
We did that for the first time last week.
She told her to sit out.
Finally reached the height. Well, we'll park the stroller. Yeah. Just, we'll cover stay it. Stay here. And stay here. Yeah.
Don't make a sound. Let's wait till mommy and daddy comes back. Just kidding.
We're back in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Or they could probably do the child swap. No, you know that? It's like one parent stays behind and then one goes on.
One goes on.
And then once you're done, then you could swap and then your wife can go on and then you'd stay behind. And then she could just take, just go straight.
My wife's without having not on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If we had brought an extra adult, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not going to stand around while you do some fun stuff.
Well, that's why it's a swap. She gets to go. Like, she don't have to stay in line again. It's like, as soon as you're done with the ride, then she hops on.
Immediately. Yeah, then I don't want to be waiting while she has her time.
Oh, then you you're
sacrificing. Right? Like, double time, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, the ride's not that long. You're talking about, maybe 10 minute ride.
The ride's short. The line's like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so there.
It's like a two-hour line.
Cause you're there for 2-3 hours almost. Yeah. I think that's how long I waited last time when it was out, like not during the pandemic, like, normal times.
Normal time.
Yeah. We waited like 2 hours to get into.
Oh, well, we went on a good day. It was kind of raining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good time.
It's raining like every weekend. So
with our season here.
Yeah. It's like 40 minutes. It's pretty good.
Okay. That's decent.
Yeah.
Nothing beats pandemic time though, because you just wake up in the morning, reserve a time, and that's when you go.
And they cap the amount of people. So
you have to do it in the morning to make sure you get a spot. But once you get a spot, it's guaranteed.
Oh, I think we reserved like weeks ahead of time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, when I went during, you had to do it that morning.
Oh, really?
For that day that you're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To get into the ride.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
I see.
For Rise of Resistance itself.
Well, we didn't do that ride.
So. Yeah, because your kid was too small.
Okay.
So then we did that fucking 5 days in a row.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm fucking like I'm done with Disneyland. I don't need to go to Disneyland for the next 10, 20 years. So I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I love going to Fantasyland and riding those terrifying Snow White, Mr. Toads.
Oh, fuck Mr. Toad.
Those are scary rides. It's two people per seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and kid will go. Then I'll go by myself.
Yeah.
And man, twisting and turning in those rooms. Yeah, this is scary for kids. Why is this the kids section?
We got stuck in Mr. Toad.
Yeah, sometimes they shut down in the middle.
We had to sit there for a few minutes while they fixed the shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Come on. I'm already here.
But where all the that's where all the kids can go because there's no height limit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I went, because my son couldn't go in a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody couldn't.
Speaking of rides?
Yeah.
I thought kids are the ones who are the most adventurous.
You would think. Not my son, though.
All right.
This is how bad it is. You know the go-karts that, like, boomers or, those Family Fun Center things?
Yeah.
I drove for him to get first place out of everyone. I made him throw up after that. Or he threw up because of my driving.
You made him throw up.
Yeah, I didn't make him throw up, but I did because of my driving and drifting and taking corners too fast. He got queasy and threw up after that.
Wait, there's a ranking? I thought you just go in circles.
Yeah, but I mean, I overtook everyone to get in front. Or maybe my cart was faster. Who knows? That probably is the reason why.
Yeah, the two-seater, though. That's probably why.
Yeah. But I mean, I was beating like my nephew in a solo cart.
Are you racing when you're in the go-karts?
Sometimes.
I'm just going in circles.
Oh, I am. Fuck that. I'm trying to fucking beat everyone if I can. But if I'm not, then I blame it on the cart.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. But whatever. No, yeah. I was just doing it. I was just trying to show off for my son. Like, hey, we can beat everyone. We could be first.
Should have thrown some banana peels.
Yeah. I could do that in a Mario Kart game. Virtually. Yeah. Oh. Actually, no. There's no banana peels. It's fucking
shells.
Turtles. Yeah. Turtle shells.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should do a Mario Kart episode. Let's play all eight. I was playing 7 recently.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's a bit of a tangent there. But that's a little bit of a story about our past weekend adventure.
Yeah.
Spring break adventure. Was that kind of a spring break vacation for you?
Yeah, it was the beginning of her spring break.
Ah, cool.
No, actually, okay. I'm wrong. No, it was the week before her spring break. She had school the next day.
Oh, geez.
I timed it wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Ah, whatever. It's all good. It's all fun. Same difference, same month. But anyways, yeah. So, yeah. It's a late spring break for my son's school or district. So, that's why. And that's what we're doing. So, now we're going to do something else. Stay home, play video games. I don't know.
This one is Legoland.
Yeah, he's too big for that now. He was already too big for that, but when the last time we went, when he was like maybe 10 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was. Truth be told, my wife's cousin and his family, they came down from Vallejo, in the Bay Area.
And then, Vallejo.
Yeah, they went down and they just kind of went to Legoland, went to Zoo, you know, just all over San Diego. And we met them for dinner one night. And they talked about how they went to Legoland. Their kid is 11-year-old daughter, 13-year-old son. Yeah. They were already, like, they were over Legoland. They were too old for it already. And that's 11 and 13.
Yeah. I can see. Their playgrounds are pretty nice, though. Hmm. I guess 11 is too old for a playground.
Yeah. If you're half that age, then yeah. But I think I talked about this with one of my coworkers. Right around maybe 9, 10. Your kid's probably aging out of Legoland already.
Oh.
They might enjoy it, but I swear, more than likely, your kid's going to be aging out of it.
They're not into the architecture of the Lego models, the cities.
I mean, it's cool to look at. I thought it was cool to look at, I'm not paying, you know, this much just to go look at Lego designs.
Yeah.
I'll take you to fucking Lego store, you know.
Legos are expensive.
And then jumps to Six Flags, which is a little too hardcore.
Yeah, and Six Flags, yeah. Actually, they my wife's cousins, they went to Six Flags. They had fun there because of all the rides. And I was jealous because their kids went through it and had fun. I'm like, damn, my son will not want to go there.
Yeah, he could have jumped.
Yeah. There's no way. I haven't
been there since like 2001.
Yeah, I haven't been there forever. Jeez, I want to go, but I found even my wife doesn't like it. So
I know there's an age you hit when the rides get too. I mean, my wife's kind of get a little scared of rides now. Oh. So I wonder what age that is.
Actually, you know what? I take that back because I'm getting, Universal, the rides there, a lot of them are like VR type, right? They need the glasses, AR. Yeah. So that kind of fucks me up.
Like a headache?
Yeah. Like I get dizzy or I get nauseous. Yeah. I was thinking, is this ride really making me nauseous or is it because of this, the AR, VR stuff? And I think it's just that. So if I'm in a regular real roller coaster, I think I'd be fine. But all that VR crap is just.
Do they have any roller coasters? They have Jurassic Park?
Fly of the Hippogriff for, yeah, you're Harry talking about Harry Universal, Potter? Right?
Yeah.
The Harry Potter one, Fly of the Hippogriff.
Oh, man, I haven't been there in so long. So I didn't even know there's a Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter World. Oh, that place was way better than fucking Nintendo. I mean, not way better, but I tried Butterbeer for the first time. I never had Butterbeer before, even though I've gone there. I like the frosted or the slushy Butterbeer.
Is it literally like butter and beer or like butternut squash?
Oh, no. It's like root beer and butterscotch. I think that's basically what it is.
Sounds kind of too sweet.
The regular drink was, but the frosted slushy wasn't. It tasted a little bit more mellow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I love theme parks.
Yeah, I like theme parks. Just if they weren't
overpriced. This one in the Bay Area that nobody really knows about.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh my god, I'm drawing a blank. It's right across from Levi's Stadium. Oh. They were going to shut it down, but I think they fought.
Used to be Six Flags also, right?
No, okay. There's a Six Flags in Vallejo.
Oh yeah. My wife mentioned that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Six Flags up there? And he's like, yeah, there is. There's a couple others, but they're not that popular up there.
Vallejo's kind of a weird city.
Yeah. I just remember my wife's cousin kept saying like, that's why we came down to San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Great America.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all roller coasters. It's like 10 roller coasters. It's very compact. It's fun.
Great America? Great Never America busy. Mall?
What's that?
Great America Mall. That's kidding.
I'm kind of questioning if it's called Great America.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's what it is.
They close during football games, so. Because I think they share a parking lot. But football's only once a week, so.
Nobody would go anyways.
Cool.
Anyways, theme park stuff.
Yeah.
This is what the podcast is about. Just All right, gripes. Shared experiences, gripes, and like, see,
it's easy when you're angry about something to talk about, but when you like something, it's like, yeah, I liked it. Moving on.
Well, it depends. I mean, in that respect, it's like there are things that you can enjoy. Like, I'll say, okay, at Universal, I did enjoy Jurassic World ride. You know, you just go through little raft and it takes you. I did not like getting splashed on, but other than that, I thought it was enjoyable. It's a nice, relaxing ride until the end where you have that drop and then all the water splash on you, kind of like Splash Mountain.
Yeah, that's kind of expected, right? You're not expecting to get wet?
Yeah, I knew it, but
you see,
I mean,
when you're in line, you see the guys.
Yes, yeah. I just, what happened? I think I was in the middle row, kind of near the front, and I know if you stay in the back, you're not supposed to get splashed as much, but unfortunately, I was seated near the middle front or the left side, actually. So I got the brunt end. I got a whole splash all over.
No, I think it is. Yeah. I remember it being pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's a lot of water.
Freaking A. Like, I didn't get that much last time. Like my glasses were wet. My face, my whole left side of my arm was wet.
Yeah.
And then, like, man, whatever. At least it's midday. I could dry off.
Yeah. At least it wasn't cold.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or else it's good. I was trying to think of what else. Oh, the Kung Fu Panda. Like, they have this theater experience. And then in the theater, they have these seats. It's like kind of 4DX, I guess. I don't know. I've never been to a 4DX theater. But then...
Or it shakes.
Yeah. Like, it can move. It shakes. It, like, turns. And then based on, like... It was also, like, kind of a... What's it called? The panoramic view. So, like, not only a screen that's up front, but you also have screens that, like, the scenery goes over on the left and right sides, so they'll have like action things going on, so you'll see stuff happening on the left side of the screen or left side of the wall, I mean, and then the right side of the wall, and it just kind of just pans all around, so that's pretty cool.
Did that replace something? Is Terminator still there?
No, I don't know,
because Terminator had a similar
they did
thing, so I wonder if they got rid of it.
Maybe. I'm assuming that they probably just change whatever, like, based on whatever's the current, like, current thing.
Oh, does that mean Simpsons is gone too? Because now they're owned by Disney. Is there a Simpsons
thing? Oh, there's still Simpsons, the Krusty Land and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't go on a Simpsons ride.
Okay.
My son didn't want to try it, unfortunately.
It's like a TV ride. It's like Star Tours.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do the Mummy one. He didn't want to do Transformers. That's right, at first.
There's a Mummy ride. I remember doing that one.
He didn't want Transformers?
Yeah, at first. We had to push them the second day that we went to go on Transformers.
Is that a ride or a show?
It's a ride. The Transformers ride.
I know he was big on Transformers when he was...
Before, yeah. But I'll say, I mean, Transformers ride wasn't that bad, but the whole AR-VR thing, that kind of screwed me up a little bit.
Okay.
He said he got nauseous out of that too. So we had to take a break, a long break after that ride.
Most importantly, is Waterworld still there?
Yes. Oh,
I love Waterworld.
I forgot. You know what? You asked me, like, what was the best part? That probably Waterworld. That was actually
surprising. That show never gets old.
Yeah.
I hope they never get rid of it.
That was, like, for all the times I've gone, I mean, it's only less than a handful of times I've been there myself. But that was my first time I went and watched that show. I was like, I was amazed.
That's your first time ever?
Yeah, watch that show. I know it's been there forever, right?
It's the 90s.
Yeah. But that was the first time ever for me to actually sit and watch.
Oh, yeah. That show was awesome.
Yeah.
That's like classic Universal Studios. That and the tram ride.
Yeah. That and the tram ride are probably the best parts of Universal.
I'm glad that show. It's too bad Waterworld is not like a good movie to base off.
Yeah.
Like a premiere, like, stunt show.
Yeah. Those live action actors in that show are better than them. I'll say that. I'll give them props.
Isn't it like a Western? Or is that gone? I have to Google Universal Studios. Like a Western-themed stunt show?
I don't know if they did, but I didn't see any.
It might be a thing.
Only during the Star Tour? I mean, not Star Tour. The tour? Studio tour?
Well, no, it's like a show. Is that where... It's one of those shows where... when you get into your seat, there's like someone messing with you. Did you guys have that too for Waterworld?
They had people.
They had like a little clown, like, squirt water at people walking in.
Oh, no, they legit, like, splash people with water, like, with a bucket of water or those little squirt guns that you just, like, it looks like a tube. You just pull water and squeeze and it shoots out water.
I want to see someone, like, punch one of those actors. Like, hey. Oh, sorry, I was a shtick.
Oh, man, they legit, like, oh, I felt bad for it. There's this one area. they just kept getting the worst splashes. Like, they got everything. Like,
yeah.
One guy had a bucket of water just dumped on him.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was a teenager, so maybe he was more accepting of it. And they just kept warning him, hey, if you're in the splash zone, which is like the first, I don't know, 10 seats or something like that, like, you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
Like, the wet. Like, and so in every kind of, all the seats that had splash zones, they legit like splashed everyone with water.
Yeah.
So, and some got the worst out of them. Like, also during the show, like when there's boats or jet skis,
yeah,
they get splashed on.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, this one particular section just kept getting it throughout the whole show.
But, well, I kind of want to go before it gets too hot.
Oh, that'd be the perfect time to go. Cool down with a splash of water. Yeah.
Well, I don't like theme parks in the summer. It's waiting in line in the heat.
Oh yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a little bit of that when waiting for Mario Kart under the sun. And then, like, I had a jacket on, too, because it was kind of cool. It was weird. It's like, sections of the place, you'll get a lot of wind and feel cold. Mm. And then other areas where it's just, like, it's just stale heat, like, under the sun. But luckily, it wasn't that bad. So.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. So.
And now let's begin the episode.
Okay. Anyways, enough of that. We did a half hour of griping about theme parks and shit, so maybe we could get on to what we actually want to talk about. So, Marky, if you'll do these honors of what do we got on the agenda today?
It's X-Men 97.
X-Men 97. All right.
1 through 4.
You're going to go 1 through 4? I mean...
is this an episode discussion, or do you want to...
Just the overall. Probably just how the series is so far. We should probably do individuals, but...
It's a lot. I mean, I kind of watched a whole bunch of them over and over again just to kind of get used to it. And I'll say, out of the 4 episodes, I still like the first episode the best.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know how you want to do this. Talk about each one or just talk about it.
I don't remember. Yeah, I just remember the most recent one.
Okay. So if you don't remember it in entirety, then we'll just talk about everything in general. So I don't know, Raymond, since you kind of have hazy memory on this, why don't you start? Like, what you remember. Memorable moments or whatever, things that like pop up in your mind.
I think on a whole, this show is really hits the nostalgia points really effectively. I was surprised how good the show is. Like, I think my expectations were pretty low coming in because I never thought the original X-Men show aged very well. And I even fell off that show. Like, I never completed all 5 seasons at the time.
Yeah, I never did either.
I felt like I outgrew the show.
But so you actually had low expectations getting into the new X-Men 97?
Yeah, because I never thought, this might sound like blasphemy, but I never thought the show was that great. I mean, I think we all fell off the show. Right? I don't think we all watched 5 seasons.
I never finished it, no.
Yeah. Like, we watched probably the first 2 season. Seasons,
yeah.
We probably saw the Phoenix Saga.
Yeah. Right.
The Dark Phoenix Saga, and then we call kind of like, oh, this, we're teenagers now. It's
I don't know what season with Nimrod and the whole like stuff with Bishop and Cable and all that kind of stuff. Just
Days of Future Past or something like
that. Yeah, there's so much stuff jumbled in my memory. I can't really remember. Yeah. But yeah,
I remember I heard one complaint about this show is that they still dig through all the old stories from the 80s and 90s. I know it's a show based in the 90s, but there's like a concern that it's hard to make X-Men fresh now because they're always regurgitating the same stories from, like, Days of Future Past has been done on TV. It's been done as a movie, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Phoenix Saga. Dark. There's all the big stories from the 80s and 90s. They're reusing over and over. So they're kind of wondering, like, what stories can they tell with this cast of characters? And I think it was more general concern for X-Men in general, like, what else can we do with these guys, because Marvel won't let us, they won't let them kill any characters off, like, they'll always come back. I heard there's a story about this one artist who, I wish I brought it with me, he wrote a very popular X-Men story, but he walked away right before it ended because Marvel didn't want him killing off some characters to end it. So they had to like rewrite the end. I think he rewrote the ending and he walked away from Marvel. He's like, I don't want to work for this anymore. Like, I can't tell the story I want to tell. And I just kind of went above and beyond with this about this the show. But overall, I liked it.
Overall. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, so X-Men 97, you had not really great expectations for it, which is understandable. I thought that you would be, considering how much you talked about it before, but maybe that was just me and my assumptions with how you thought about it. Yeah. I mean, Marky, yourself?
Yeah. So, I grew up, that was around the time I first, that was my introduction to X-Men, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was collecting cards at the time. I think it was Marvel Masterpieces and those.
Yeah,
yeah. The Marvel series cards, 1 and 2.
Fleers and
Flair. Yeah, definitely. Right? So that was all big for me. Yeah. And then I didn't know much about Wolverine, but I know Wolverine was super hyped back then growing up. And he was my favorite character going into the series.
He has the coolest look.
And then he just kept getting beat up.
Yeah, he's kind of a rag doll.
He got thrown through the walls. He would talk all this crap, like, I'm going to come get you, bub, whatever. And then, his uniform's all torn off and he's beaten up. And
he's like the Scrappy-Doo of the X-Men.
Right. So,
tough guy.
But no, but still, the whole, I had really good memories of the first two seasons at least. And I just kind of stopped watching. But I'm looking at it with rose colored glasses, I guess, because I left off on a good note and I didn't really stick around till the end to see how much it fell off, right? So
yeah, towards the end of the original series, at least. Yeah, I've only heard about how it fell off, but I never really watched it, so I kind of get you in that point. And it's funny, you know what? Growing up, I thought that you were a fan of Gambit all this time. Did you or I were think you
so?
Because I remember playing on your Genesis, like all these old X-Men games.
Right.
And then you would always choose Gambit, or you always had a preference for playing Gambit.
I guess because I would spam his abilities. And Wolverine sucked, man, for his power. His claws were so short, they couldn't get anything.
No, if you attract him, does your life come back?
I guess. I don't know.
So you can just stand in a corner.
And still.
Clear the enemies and then get your life.
Get life back because of Wolverine's powers?
Yeah.
Was that part of the game? I had no clue.
I feel like that's X-Men for Genesis, right?
Yes. I mean, if it was video games, it was Nightcrawler, whether it was the arcade or the Genesis game.
If it's the arcade, it's Nightcrawler.
Yeah. Right.
I just remember you playing Gambit a lot, and Nightcrawler. Yeah, I remember Gambit and Nightcrawler.
Right.
Yeah. And then I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just play whatever and smash buttons. So
that's what those games were.
Yep. Or even later on, getting into Marvel vs. Capcom or X-Men or Street Fighter or all those kind of fighting games.
That's when Marvel was running out of money, so they sold everything. So make a video game out of these guys.
Yeah. Oh man, I like just using Cyclops and doing optic blast.
And they just going back to the series, they had crossovers with the characters with the X-Men animated, and then you had the Spider-Man animated. I think Wolverine was in maybe an episode.
The original animated.
Yeah, the 90s animated series. Yeah.
There was some crossover. And they even had some Marvel characters guest star in X-Men. Right. But I heard, I sat at an X-Men animated panel, that they weren't allowed to have cameos of other Marvel characters. So in the script, they just wrote webbing comes across the screen. They never explicitly said that Spider-Man enters a scene. They would say a guy swings into the scene or something. So they could sneak characters into the show to get past the censors or whatever.
Nice.
I don't think they have that problem anymore, right?
No, because it's all under one umbrella now.
It's all Disney, Marvel.
Yeah,
they own it all, so no problems there.
No, yeah, that's I'm looking at it with rose-colored glasses. The series before, but now 97. Yeah, it's modernized, but they still are continuing off that series.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should play devil's advocate here, but I mean, yeah, I was excited for X-Men 97. I totally dug the first episode, especially with the treatment of Cyclops. That's what stands out for me. Like how this episode freaking shows more of Cyclops being a leader, being a badass than any other version of Cyclops I've seen in media. More specifically, I'm calling out the X-Men movies from Fox. Because he was just like, this wimpy guy who got freaking killed off screen by Phoenix, right?
He was like whatever. A pushover, that's yeah. from what I remember.
Like, yeah. dude, what's up with this? With this treatment of Cyclops in the movies is just, or even in the First Class, he wasn't even like a leader. He was just, you know, I mean, yeah, they're all teenagers in First Class, but still, you know, he, X-Men 97, first episode, they gave Cyclops the respect he deserves as a leader of the X-Men. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I agree.
Yeah, like the freaking yeah. moves that he showed. Like, holy crap, I didn't know he could freaking skate around with his optic blast, you know, like trying to.
Yeah, or jump out of a plane and slow yeah. down his descent.
Yeah, that was bad. I was like, okay, he can't fly. How is he going to be okay just jumping out of the plane and falling to the ground? And he does that optic blasting to soften his landing. It's like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Weird. I feel like his head would come off, right? Because all the forces are
being. Or maybe like a mushroom cloud because he shakes
it. He's a mutant, so that's why.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree. I think he's been doing a disservice. Mm-hmm. But he's yeah. pretty cool in the show.
So that's a standout for me. And then. Everything else just seemed like, okay, just going through the motions of, okay, the introduction of Magneto and that whole weird outfit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, sure, I know it's in the comics of the Trial of Magneto or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, dude, what the fuck is with that costume? What the fuck with that outfit? You know, a huge giant M to signify I am Magneto, you know?
Yeah.
And then the sleeves. Oh. What's with the sleeves?
Yeah, I didn't follow the comics that deep when he got into that uniform. I mean, the costume.
But I think both costumes are corny. So
even the old
the original?
The red helmet?
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, that one's
pretty intimidating to me.
Yeah, that's more intimidating as a bad guy.
Well, he's a good guy.
I guess because now he's a good guy. He's like conflicted good guy. Wear that.
I see.
And then the whole thing, I mean, I get that there's a relationship between Rogue and Magneto. It's heavily implied or, mm-hmm. you know, it's already clued in. But, I mean, how the fuck? You have like a fucking old geezer who's probably in his 60s or 70s. Professor X is, you know, that's a father figure to like Rogue, basically, you know.
Yeah, but he's ripped.
So is every other character in there. And then, I don't know, whatever. And then Rogue, who's probably supposed to be in her 20s, maybe 30s-ish.
Well, they're attracted to each other because they share some kind of similar history, right? Like there's a connection there that they had,
yeah.
That it's drawing them together.
Sure, I guess.
And you can see Gambit being jealous. So there could be some kind of love triangle subplot.
Yeah, all that bullshit. We'll see. It'll get explained later on. I don't know.
Going back to what you said on Cyclops, I know he was actually. He was standoffish with Wolverine. He was actually, you know, he wasn't putting. It felt like he wasn't just putting up with Wolverine's antics anymore. I don't remember that from the end of the last from the 90s cartoon. Series, but yeah, but he was just like he just wouldn't put up with Wolverine anymore. He'd be sending him off to do that to look for was it Roberto the new guy?
Yeah,
yeah,
Roberto da Costa.
Oh, that's episode one,
right? Episode one.
Yeah,
so it definitely changed for me.
Yeah, they had to establish a lot of character personalities in that first episode. Mm-hmm.
So I liked it.
Did a pretty good job.
Right.
Kind of thought it funny, though, like each introduction, each character. It was like, I am the mistress of whatever when she was introducing Storm, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, I don't know. How are you doing, Bishop? Yeah. I just thought it was funny. And then when like Cyclops breaks in and then Robert like, who are you, the good guy or the bad guy? Oh, I'm definitely the good guy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I'll just accept it. That's fine. I mean, I could gripe about it, but I'm not. It's I get it. Not a lot of people who have watched it, you know, in today's generation. And then everyone else that has, it's been a long time. So this is a good way to reintroduce all the characters to everyone, especially new viewers or potential new viewers. So I get it.
Yeah, and then you get to see Magneto going Magneto in like episode 2, I think, when he.
Oh yeah.
he just bum rushes the what is it, the Senate or the courthouse.
Yeah.
He just bum rushes.
What was episode 3?
That's again? 2 and 3.
Yeah. Oh, I think
what was 3?
3.
I'll just get the movies on. I mean, shows on.
Fire made flesh.
Oh, that's the whole with Madeline Pryor.
Oh, the two Jean Greys.
Yeah, two Jean Greys. Because at the end of the episode two, that's when Jean Grey shows up at the door.
Yeah.
Or someone who looked like Jean Grey, which we find out is the original.
Yeah.
And then the one that's been with the X-Men the whole time has been the clone, Madeline Pryor, unbeknownst to herself.
Also, the action sequences are coherent and they're pretty well done. I thought the action looked terrible in the old cartoon. Maybe because they have a bigger budget. Yeah. They only have 10 episodes and...
Yeah, those are all dated.
A lot of it's computer. Yeah, I mean, I think the old Batman cartoon, those action scenes hold up. Some of them do.
Kind of, but it's still like the old, like, whack, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's not exactly fast food they have now.
They relied more on their storytelling
than yeah.
X-Men did.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. Especially the Batman animated.
That third episode gave me that same vibe that when Scarlet Witch went bad. How Madeline Pryor, she's like really powerful. She's got the psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. And she just went bad beating down Magneto.
Yeah. The Goblin Queen.
Right. But you would expect that because she's a clone of Jean Grey. So she would have very similar abilities.
Yeah. Actually, do you know the backstory of that though? Because she doesn't actually have the same powers as Jean Grey.
Oh, she
has her powers from the Goblin Queen or something.
Okay.
Like it's this goblin demon that she gets her powers from.
Oh.
So that's why she's the Goblin Queen, or she names herself the Goblin Queen, because she actually gets her powers through that.
Okay. So she doesn't have any Phoenix Force abilities?
No. But then they kind of allude in this episode that, you know, they don't know when the two bodies swapped.
Got it.
So who was the Phoenix? Was it Jean or was it Madeline? You know, at what point in time? Who was who?
Just Mr. Sinister knows.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's fine. That's the way for the show to make it ambiguous and keep building on the story. Like they could turn it into something else complete. So actually, something I wanted to point out. This X-Men 97, it's kind of different than, say, what's in the comics or from what I've heard. Especially because the one thing I wanted to point out was Bishop. I forgot which episode it was. But he said, yeah, in all the timelines that I've been through, I've never seen Magneto lead the X-Men. You remember that part?
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, he says that. And so it got a lot of people on the internet. It got me thinking. It's like, wait, is this some kind of weird alternate X-Men universe now that we're getting into? X-Men 97? I know it kind of is. But in the sense that, okay, it's not really following the comics, or it's not going to follow this linear path that we're expecting. We're going to be throwing curveballs, and that's how they're going to make this show different. And that's how they're going to be able to make it its own unique thing and not just a continuation from the old series or following the comics exactly. Because like even the difference with how Cable, Nathan Summers, because he got the technovirus from Mr. Sinister. But I think in the comics and other things, he got it from Apocalypse. You know, so that's a change in the story already.
Yeah.
That's just some things I wanted to point out. Like they're making changes, liberties in the story to make it fit for this animated universe. Kind of like what the movies do too, but you know, in their own way.
That's fine.
No, yeah. I remember I don't know the exact details, but I'm pretty sure there was a lot of differences between the comics and when the original series came out in the 90s, 92, 93. But
I didn't know where I was going there.
Well, even when they adapted the stories from the 80s, like the 90s cartoon, it's not the same cast as the cast from the 80s.
Fine.
So,
sure, in whatever media form, it like has to be able to adapt to meet whatever today's standards or you know today's storyline. I guess I kind of get that, but I was trying to kind of change it a little bit, like. They changed the literal background stories of like how the events of what's happening. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like there's events that's happening that's different than what normally
in the comics or the older cartoon.
Yeah, in the comics or I'm not even sure in the older cartoon, but I don't know. It's hard for me to.
Do you remember Days of Future Past on the cartoon?
Like, I kind of do.
Who went back in time?
Wolverine, right? It was
so in the comic it was Kitty Pryor.
Yeah.
Or Shadowcat. I think that was her superhero name. Was Shadowcat in the cartoon?
I don't remember. remember.
Kitty Pryde? I don't think they had a Kitty Pryde in the cartoon.
Yeah, I don't remember. So they sent Wolverine?
I think they sent Wolverine.
Yeah, they sent their most famous. Wolverine was in the movie.
Or was it Bishop? You're right. I think it was Bishop. Because when Bishop came back, Wolverine was in that tank, that water tank it was just a skeleton. I think Bishop came back to the future.
Oh, was it Bishop they sent to the past? I don't want to rewatch it.
Because Nimrod was... something about Nimrod chasing him or something.
Yeah. I think it was Bishop going through time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bishop going through time.
Oh, that's kind of uninteresting. Bishop was kind of a random...
The one that... Wolverine, that's in the movies.
Wolverine is in the movies.
Yeah. Right. And then they changed it from... It was supposed to be Kitty Pryde, but then it ended up being Rogue. No, it was supposed to be Rogue. Right? Then they changed it to Kitty.
Was it supposed to be Rogue?
Yeah.
In the comic?
No, the original draft of the movie.
Oh. But they used Kitty to help Wolverine go back in time.
Yeah.
But there was a Kitty Pryde in...
Yes, there is.
In the movie.
Yeah. Was it...
Yeah.
The former... what's her name?
Oh, Alex Page?
Yeah. Ellen Page.
Elliot.
No, Elliot Page. Yes.
They should have sent... I don't know.
It's done now.
They stuck with Wolverine. Yeah.
But whatever, yeah. That's whole mix up.
But yeah, I mean, it's still the same story. They just changed the characters around.
Yeah,
that's fine. I think the concern is that we're rehashing the same stories over and over. I don't see any issue here right now. Is there even an overarching plot? It seems like the stories just end, like when the episode ends. There's kind there's some connectivity, like connective tissue between the episodes.
Part one, part two.
I think it's still too early to tell. I mean,
I think it's gonna be like a Mr. Sinister overarching plot, maybe.
Yeah, because that whole thing is. But he's gonna be the, at least what I've heard, he's the villain of first season. Yeah. I mean, this season of X-Men 97.
We're already halfway. So.
Yeah, and this latest episode that we watched, Motendo / Life Death Part One.
Is there part two on the?
Yeah, it's gonna
on the title.
It's gonna be after this one. So yeah.
It'll be later on. I mean, we're always seeing on a page episodes 5 coming out, so we'll probably watch that and discuss it later. But
part 2 will be like not even after part 1. It's gonna be like episodes in between.
I guess so. Beats me.
Yeah, I know Professor X is coming back.
If you really want to know, you could see the listing of what episodes are coming out. So you
can find out.
Yeah. There's a whole it's already out there, so you can tell what's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the latest episode, at least the one that we all watched, Motendo / Life Death Part One. Man, I don't know. I know there's a whole big story behind Storm getting her powers back, and I felt like the whole Mojo part was just a waste. I don't know. I don't know if there's more to it besides just revisiting Mojo World. I don't know. If you guys know anything more to it, tell me, because I don't.
I think that was the A plot, and the B plot was Storm and Forge, right?
Yeah. I get that, but like, what's the point?
I think it's just a standalone episode just to have maybe build the character relationship between Jubilee and Portuguese guy.
Yeah. And they're also showing Jubilee's potential, like when she's older, how powerful she can get.
I guess, yeah. She does a Rasengan.
Yeah, I know. She charges it's
a Naruto reference.
Buster rifle.
When she charges her fireworks into the spiral and turns into a giant fireball thing or fireworks ball. Yeah,
I can see it's just a, well, I mean, it says part one, so I mean,
no, that's for Life Death. Motendo is its own part.
I see.
There's Motendo, which was like the first half of the episode. Then they switched to Storm's story with what's his name, Forge.
Yeah,
that was Life Death part one.
That's what I mean. Like this, it's very episodic. Some of these episodes, right? It's just very standalone,
except for this one. The first two kind of mash together because that's whole. It ties in with Magneto, and the third one, that's kind of by itself because it's whole Jean Grey thing.
Yeah, there's like some connective tissue, but the A plot, there's like A plot, B plot. Mm-hmm. But the B plot is like the one that connects the story, the episodes, but the A plot. All kind of like I can jump in at episode 3 probably and kind of figure out. Well, there also is that previously on X-Men thing that they do right before each episode.
Oh yeah,
that you can choose to skip.
Are you skipping?
No, I'm watching it.
Are you skipping the intros?
Oh no, I love the music.
You know, oh, like the episodes are contained. That adventure is strictly on that episode.
Yeah, like they're self-contained stories. I mean, they're juggling like 9 characters, and they have 10 episodes, right?
Reminds me of like Cowboy Bebop, where each episode is its own like
story. Yeah, they're self-contained, but there's like 6 that are connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we shall see, right?
Cool. Yeah, it's better than I thought. Like, they even have like the camp of the 90s camp. Like, this show's kind of corny.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But it's got that corniness that I think some of the appeal of that 90s cartoon that show's kind of, you know, of its time.
I guess. I mean, I was discussing with Marky earlier, pre-recording. Yeah, I'm a little over it myself. I mean, I still enjoy it, but not as much as I thought I would. It's more based on nostalgia feeling and just seeing where they're going to go with it. But I feel like, okay, this is the animated series when I was a kid, and it's still made for kids. That's how I feel, which is perfectly fine. That's their audience. But I want something a little bit more serious, a little bit more gritty. And the example of that was, I like watching Invincible. I'm sure I've told you guys plenty of times, but especially the latest couple episodes in the season finale of Invincible. Holy crap, I'm just fucking mind blown because of how awesome this show is and how like fucking serious it is and how much more violent it actually is. And so I'm having more fun with Invincible, honestly, than X-Men 97. But that's on me. You know, everyone's different. You enjoy what you enjoy. But personally for me, I'm enjoying Invincible more. And I can't wait for the next season. So, but this is an Invincible podcast. It's an episode. It's an X-Men. So we'll stick with that.
Yeah, X-Men is like more non-lethal. They have that code of ethic or whatever. They just don't kill people. I know in like Invincible, it's just death.
Oh yeah, that's death and gore and guts and everything. Yeah.
I mean, if they really like unleash like Cyclops or Jean Grey, or you know, they would just make everyone like potatoes or something, like just brain mash everybody. Oh, I see. Yeah. Potatoes. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's why I said I know this show is probably geared more towards kid friendly, especially being a Disney thing. So yeah, I get it. I respect it. It's just not my cup of tea anymore. I mean, I'll still watch it and I'll enjoy it a little bit.
I think it's kid friendly, but I don't think it's made for kids. I think it's made for the people who grew up watching the cartoon, because there's scenes that are pretty intense for kids.
Like which scenes?
Like I think episode 3, when they were fighting evil Jean Grey, it had like kind of this horror theme, like a haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got scared. I was like, oh, this is pretty intense. I thought this would be much. I was like, can I keep watching?
Did your kid watch it?
Yeah, I made her watch it.
Okay.
Which I shouldn't have.
Oh. Did she get scared in that part?
Yeah, she said she got scared. Because I told her, this show's fine. Like, I watched this when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And then, Wolverine drinks the beer. You're not allowed to drink beer in kids' cartoons. Yeah, alcoholic.
I see.
So I think it's,
like Simpsons?
Simpsons is not for kids.
Which kids? Maybe not all kids, but
I mean, we watched it as kids.
I watched it as a kid. Yeah. So.
But I mean, the intent of that show.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't have an issue with the cheesiness.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. I mean, I'm still going to enjoy it. Like I said, I just have other preferences. And it doesn't matter because, you know, Invincible is already done with their season. Now we got to wait a whole another year for next season to come out. So maybe I'll talk about it again next time, or I'll do a separate discussion on it. So X-Men 97, I mean, yeah, overall, what do you guys think? All these, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes, and now I've got a 5th episode that we're going to have to watch after this.
You know, I'm excited for the rest of the season. I don't know if they've already proved for a second season, but I'm on board for all of them.
Oh yeah, they already have that, because whoever was in charge of the show, the one that got fired, they already finished seasons 1 and 2.
Oh,
but they never finished 3. So,
and I also heard that they might convert into live action. They might actually work their way into the MCU, coming from an alternate universe. Not the main line.
Still think it should be Roger Rabbit style, where it's animated characters and live action
interacting with each other. Into the Spider-Verse?
You know what's going to be?
That's all anime, I know.
It's going to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
So they're going to take whatever's happened here, and that's the Deadpool Wolverine universe.
Multiverse of madness.
Yeah. That's what it is. And then it's just going to all collapse and then become the whole MCU 616 universe.
Probably.
By the time after, maybe Fantastic Four comes out. Or that's a whole Secret Avengers. That's a whole discussion for that.
It just opens up Disney.
Secret Wars.
It opens up Marvel's like creativity. Well, they can go in any direction they want.
Yeah.
Any stories.
Yeah, once everything they're still pulling out a story from the 80s. Secret Wars, right?
Yeah.
80s. How long ago was that?
40 years?
Exactly. How many people were alive 40 years? I mean, yeah, we were. But, I mean, there's a whole generation of people who haven't seen those comics or stories, right? So you're bringing in a new generation of, you know, audience members to see this in a new light or in a new, you know, kind of way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, rehashing a story. I mean, everything is rehashed of whatever old story, if it's already been done. Shoot, we even have movies that are remakes of old movies that are only like less than 10 years old. You know what I mean? So rehashing something from the comics that is from like even like maybe 10 years ago, it's going to still be fresh and new for today's generation of people who have never seen it.
I just wonder, and this is not a subject for today, if like, what are the great like superhero stories of like the last 10, 20 years?
They're just Civil War and Infinite Crisis, is that? Or something like that? For DC?
For DC.
In what respect? Are you talking specifically just Marvel, just DC? Or
I guess Marvel, DC are the titans, right?
Guess so. But I mean, next thing's coming up, like I'll say Invincible, that's coming up, or The Boys. Those are all different.
Well, universes. I mean, when MCU is, you know, is moving forward and they're kind of trying to mine stories from the past.
Mm-hmm. You know, like how the 90s had Death of Superman or
that wasn't that good either.
Right.
But yeah, like a lot of the stories that they're pulling from, it's like strictly like 80s, 90s. Like the whole Infinity Gauntlet story is
80s.
No, like 92 or 93.
Really? I thought
it was like six comics, six issues, and they managed to make like 30 movies, like build up to this, which is pretty cool. But
I don't think it originally was like that. It was just, it happened to gear towards that. Because like if you see the first Iron Man, that has nothing to do with the Infinity Gauntlet story. It's just Iron Man.
Where's the first hint of the Infinity Gauntlet?
That's what I said, the 80s?
No, in the MCU movies. Oh. It was like Thor?
No, it wasn't until at least...
First Avenger.
At least... when did Loki first appear?
Thor?
First Avengers. Thor and Avengers.
It was like Avengers 1.
Yeah. So not until that moment.
Was there no Cosmic Cube in any of the previous...
Tesseract?
Or Tesseract?
Yeah, that was Avengers.
Was right? It?
Or was Thor first?
That was First Avenger.
I thought it was First Avenger.
With Red Skull, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So Captain America. Yeah.
I'm sure Kevin Feige was watching it from the beginning. I think after Iron Man, he's like, I want to tell the story now. I want to do a universe.
Well, unless you believe that one story where you hear about the James Gunn article where he said that Marvel didn't have any overarching story for the Marvel Cinematic Universe
until
he fucking talked about it in Guardians of the Galaxy about the Infinity Stones
in 2014 or 13
whenever it came out. Yeah, supposedly. You guys, I'll link you guys the article. Like there was no other background explanation of like the Infinity Stones and all that kind of stuff until he fucking made it up for the movie.
They had Thanos in the post-credits of Avengers.
Yeah, they just had him, but they had no reference to the Infinity Stones or what he was up to, besides that he was just going to destroy.
They hadn't written the story or the script yet?
Oh, but I think when we all saw Thanos, we all thought, oh, they're going to do Infinity Gauntlet.
No problem.
Right? Did you have that same thinking? Like, line of thinking?
Yeah.
When I see Thanos, I think Infinity Gauntlet. I mean, because the video games did that too. Like, yeah. The Super Nintendo has a Thanos.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, they probably haven't had it like the details ironed out yet. But everyone was wondering. Yeah, when you see Thanos, like, okay, so he's going to get the Infinity Gauntlet.
The story about that.
Right.
But, you know, what are we talking about? X-Men 97?
Yeah. Well, it's all kind of related because it's all the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
You brought up the Pandora's box on that.
Oh, you guys watched the Joker trailer?
I did.
That was today.
I haven't.
As of this recording.
Yeah. I didn't care too much about it.
That trailer looks pretty cool.
I guess. I mean, it looks cinematically, it looks great. Looks nice. One of those things. I wasn't a fan of the first one. I didn't care for it. Although it broke all these box office records.
No, same. Whatever. I wasn't a fan of the first movie.
Yeah. I didn't care anything for it.
So that Joker is in a, that universe is in a different universe.
I don't think they're doing.
It's not Gunverse or whatever.
I don't think they're.
No. Mixing no, that's a whole. What's it called? The dark something. I forgot what they call it. Like the alternate WB universe for all their.
Yeah.
Other side stuff. Like, you know, the Batman with Robert Pattinson. That's a whole other Elseworlds, right? I think that's what they call it.
I don't know.
Or the Penguin that's going to be in the show. The Penguin show. I forget what it's called. Well, this could be streaming on Max. But this is not about DC. This is X-Men 97 Marvel kind of stuff. So I don't know if I want to cut all that out about DC or just continue on.
Cut out the theme park stuff.
Yeah. I'll cut that all out. We're going to have a 30-minute episode.
Yeah, I have no idea what the next episode. Remember it.
Yeah, well, we don't. Oh, we'll wait till we're done with the recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next episode.
Awesome. All right. I think that's it. We'll be ready. Watch the next episode, discuss it, and maybe some other things that will go off tangent like always. All right. Well, everyone, that's it from us. So I hope you enjoyed listening to us. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. So until next time, have a fantastic day. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback for us, you know, we greatly appreciate that. If you can send us an email to worktimefunpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can send us a message at X, you know, formerly known as Twitter. And our handle is @WorkTimeFunPod. Thanks again.